You are listening to Splinters of Jade, a Legend of the Five Rings actual play podcast. Today, we are playing The Beginner Box by Fantasy Flight Games. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
Whatever the crane decide.
The crane courtier, Doji Ren, is played by Brendan Thorson.
You're all useless.
Akoto Masako, a lion clambushi, is played by Steve Lanzo Bartolome.
So he boom-boomed in his shorts.
And Buell Richardson is playing the Phoenix Clan Shugenja, Isawa Aki.
I see some explosions.
So you have some time to yourselves to get ready for the evening feast. You get into your finery, so you'll get a chance to describe what your character is wearing. And you're going to be going to the magistrate's estate overlooking the village.
Can I make a check? Like, what is the happening around here? What is the latest fashion at Toshi Rambo?
Whatever the crane decide.
I know, but I have to know that.
The current fashion of the season is floral prints.
Then I will get an image of a crane waiting in lilies.
So you guys are in your finery and head up to the estate. We have Doji Ren in a kimono with a crane and lilies. What is Akoto Masako wearing?
She's wearing a kimono with a sunflower print and a lion lounging in the sunflowers.
And it was Isawa Aki?
Wearing a full red kimono with orange on the trimming on the sleeves. The patterning is a vines interweaving with blossoms here and there of cherry blossoms. Which, yes, I know cherry blossoms do not grow on vines, but that's where the blossoms are.
And I'm assuming the phoenix mon is
predominantly predominantly on the back. The phoenix.
All right. Servants bow as you enter and escort you to some seats along a large table. At the head of the table is Kikita Toshimoko, flanked on either side by town magistrates Kikita Katatasu and a priest from the contest. Kitsuki Yukimi and Bayushi Sugai sit across from him as honored guests, and each favors you with a glance as you reach your seat. A friendly one from Yukimi and a dour glare from Sugai. If you remember, Yukimi is last year's champion and Sugai is the runner-up. Most of the other contestants are already there enjoying sake. Hitoshi, in particular, seems to be muttering darkly into his cup.
I get tea.
Each of you has brought gifts to give, as it is tradition. So what I'm going to have you guys do is you will be going up by clan in the traditional order. And you will then tell me what you brought, and then I will let you know what you're going to be rolling. All of the TNs are 2. So I will get to choose your ring as well.
Okay, so Steve, just to let you know, gift giving in Rokugan is you give the most useless but sentimental item you can think of.
Yes.
So I'm gonna give you, because it is actually insulting to give somebody something valuable and useful, because they will look at you, what, do you think I can't afford this? Are you telling me I'm poor? Are you saying something bad about me? So
we've got Kikita Toshimoko at the head, and there is a tradition with the Topaz Championship that the contestants present the host with a gift. And you come up by clan, in the traditional order. So first up are the Dragon Clan. They bring forward a book of stories and philosophies from some of the greatest Shinsei thinkers of the Dragon Clan. And there's a note there that says, "You will need this in times to come." The Crab Clan step forward and bring a cask of friendly traveler sake. Presumably the best sake in all of Rokugan.
What, is this the crab?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, it was like, baked anything different than the crab?
The unicorn step forward and bring a caged songbird from beyond the lands of Rokugan. The scorpions step forward and present perfumes that come from the land of the Spice Islands. Toshimoko doesn't seem that happy about this, but keeps a straight face. The phoenix step forward. First is Shibatoya, who hands over a poem written in honor of the host in stunning calligraphy. And Isawa.
So he hands over a scroll that delineates the kami's ordering within the hierarchy of heaven.
All right. So I'm going to have that be a theology. It's a TN2. And we're going to go with void.
And since it's theology, I'm dropping the TN by one. Well, good thing I succeeded. Holy smoke.
God, that is like,
five dice,
three, out of five
three
dice
blanks, a success, and an opportunity. Holy moly.
Your dice hate you.
Oh. Yes, they do. Oh. Good thing that I could reduce a TM by one.
This is true.
So Toshimoko seems actually very pleased with your gift because the tradition in Rokugan is that it is a gift meaningful from the giver, but completely useless to the recipient. And this is that. The Crane Clan steps forward. First is Kakita Riku, who presents a broken bouquet. Toshimoko laughs and smiles warmingly at the gift.
Oh, so I go up to him and I present him with my first sumi painting that my sensei approved of.
All right. This will be an aesthetics. That's going to be an air approach because you had to be precise in your art.
Oh, and I already used my void point. No. Oh, well.
TN2.
Void points. Okay, so in this edition, void points reset at the end of a session, so not a long rest.
You can gain void points by, like, with your composure. Yeah. Goes of it creates a scene, but otherwise, yeah, it is at the session.
Dang, I should have used my composure, because
You broke your composure, so.
Yes. And I kind of created a scene at the Taos being crying into my sake.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and use my void point on this. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so that was air ring. What can I get out of air ring here?
Well, you can also get some information about some of the other people there.
Yes. So I'm going to spend one on Kakita, or like...
Which Kakita? Kakita Riku or Kakita Toshimoko?
Toshimoko. And is there anybody of any dignitary?
Well, there is an Emerald Magistrate next to him, as well as a priest on the other side.
I would like to take a look at the Emerald Magistrate. What is his demeanor right now?
He's another Crane Clan.
Oh, by the way, that was 4 successes, or 3 successes, and 2 opportunity, and 3 strife.
All right. Already racking up that strife for yourself.
I'm always racking up that strife.
He's a very dour individual, even for the... and has just... He's been quietly enjoying everything and observing everyone. He's always kept one eye on Hitoshi the entire time. Toshimoko, on the other hand, has not even slightly glanced at Hitoshi. But he seems to be enjoying himself in all other aspects. And he warmly likes your gift. Oh, thank you. I would expect nothing less from one of my clan. And last comes up the lion. Kitsu Tsubasa presents an elegantly jeweled fan that once belonged to one of Toshimoko's ancestors who married into the Lion Clan.
I present a book, a bound book. The title of it is Great Lion Shintoist Thinkers. And the book is totally blank.
Oh, but, my God. That is so much wind. I am sorry. That is so much wind. That's it. Show's over.
We're done.
I think everybody loses their composure at this point.
No. Only when Toshimoku opens it and loses it. Then we all lose it.
Go ahead and roll. Culture. We're going to do culture. And you're very direct.
No, wouldn't it be theology?
It would be theology, I guess, because...
Yeah.
Well,
actually, no, because it... it's definitely a good question on that one.
Do you have a rank in either?
No, I do not.
Then it doesn't matter a whole lot.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. You were very direct, so I'm going to say that it's fire.
One die. Come on, explosion.
Oh, boy.
Nope. One success.
He looks at the book, looks at you, opens it, flips the page, thumbs through, shuffling it as it spins, and it's just completely blank. He closes it, picks up the bejeweled fan, and covers his face as a clear snicker starts to emerge.
Politely bow, step back, pull out my own fan.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are being pulled out all over.
Especially
Hold the crane.
Kikita Toshimoko then goes, "Thank you all for your wonderful gifts, and I would like to congratulate you all." "Enough!" Hitoshi shouts. He stands up. "I have a gift to give as well. You will not overlook me." He throws a wooden boat down on the ground and it shatters into pieces. "Kakita-sama, I challenge you to a duel."
Oh boy. God, I wish I could have said something.
Now you can say something to stop him.
I don't know what ring this is going to be, but I'm going to comment quite loudly. Even if he was a minor clan, it was kind of rude to ignore him.
And I'm right next to him. It's especially since the kami have asked that we watch over him.
All right, so I'll count that as an assist to an you. Assist. It's going to be, and because you helped him out earlier, Hitoshi is a bit more menial to you. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a TN2, courtesy Earth.
So I get two rings.
I have a rank in courtesy.
So you get...
That doesn't matter because I can only keep one.
But you get additional, and you... I think you
keep... Yes, you keep...
You keep
an additional.
Okay. And I also have speaking in silence. Once per scene when making a check to persuade or influence someone, you may add one kept showing an opportunity. I don't know how much good that's going to help because...
I would assist, but I'm not sure what I could do to assist.
Are you going to say anything? You could say something to Hitoshi briefly.
Remember the way of the samurai? You may be a minor clan, but you are do not have to act like a peasant. I have seen your heart. You are very noble.
So, roll's looking okay.
Do you have any skill?
I do not have the skill.
So be an additional...
Additional rank.
Three. Yes, you get to keep three.
So your base is what?
Base is this.
So base is one die?
Okay, well, this is the base. These are the assists.
Yes, you get to keep three. Yes. And if Chris agrees, because it says, apply advantage. Up to one advantage from each assisting character can be applied to the check. The fact that the kami, or not the kami, the spirits, specifically... said to watch out for him.
And only because it was Isawa that said it, yes, I will permit the sixth sense ability.
That is up to me. Reroll up to two dice of your choice.
Oh, and also I have my advantage, which that others can rarely ignore and leaves an impression to those around you. I may reroll to two dice of your choice when the advantage helps you on a check.
Okay, you have to roll those separate rerolls. You'll only be able to do one and then do another so you can reroll. Is there anything that Akoto might be able to do as an advantage?
I do not think so. My advantage is indomitable will.
What's it say?
Although nobody is without fear, your will is strong and cannot be overcome easily.
Okay.
So, do your roll first. We'll see what. Yeah. We'll see what needs.
Ooh, kami be willing. So far, pretty good.
I see some explosions, and you get to keep three dice.
Yeah, it looks pretty good so far.
Okay, I'm going to keep those. So that's a strife.
So he's not doing rerolls yet.
Yeah, these aren't rerolls. And I guess I'm going to go ahead and throw in my school ability and add an opportunity. What does Earth Ring get me for one opportunity?
Choose one character in the scene per opportunity spent. Each chosen character removes two strife. That's a mechanical use.
Or suddenly recall an important piece of information not directly related to the check.
Yeah, so that's the narrative use.
Yeah.
It's a very narrative-driven moment.
Yeah. I'm going to apply that you act extremely carefully, maintaining your balance and keeping a safe distance from sources of harm.
I'm not sure if that would... The first one I actually think would be better. Yeah, the recalling important piece of information. Yeah, not directly related to check.
So that is... Five successes, an opportunity, and two strife.
So five successes?
Yeah.
Two opportunity?
Yeah.
One opportunity.
One opportunity.
The silence is... You guys have broken the silence. Toshimoko is still seated. He hasn't jumped up in retaliation at all. Everybody's just kind of deer in the headlights moment right now. Hitoshi... is kind of frozen in place by your words. And you're remembering this is, you were told by the former Emerald Champion that Hitoshi is the son of Toshimoko.
I will step in front of Hitoshi, or not in front of, but a little bit front of, but to the side. It's Kakeru Toshimoko-sama. We met with the former Emerald Champion during the dead of night. He came to us because Hitoshi is very important to you.
Because, according to Rokugani law, if two other samurai back him up, it's considered, like, above question. And I will say, I will concur with Asawa-san.
As do I.
Well, as of tonight, you are all samurai.
And I can concur that the late Doji Setsume-sama said that we were to ensure that he becomes a samurai worthy of his father, whoever he may be.
Kakita Toshimoko is keeping a straight face. I will not face Hitoshi in a challenge. Hitoshi, redeem yourself and win your battle tomorrow. We'll have a servant clean up the pieces of that ship that you smashed on the front floor. Oh, the ship was only a symbol. The real ship's in the harbor. And it's yours. And Hitoshi leaves.
Hello, Kuroko here again. Just letting you know, we will be going to a weekly schedule until the new year. So our next episode will be the 11th, the 18th, and since it's Christmas on the 25th, the episode will be released on the 24th, with the final weekly episode on the 1st. At that point, we'll be going back to our bi-weekly schedule. Tune in tomorrow for an announcement about what our plans are for our main campaign. Just remember to follow us at SajPodRPG on Twitter, facebook.com/SajPodRPG, on Facebook, Patreon, all that jazz. Now I will let you get back to the story.
The next morning, all of the contestants who have passed their genpuku, including Hitoshi, have shown back up at the Kakita Dueling Academy. The grounds are filled with spectators, as this is the main tournament. There are two areas. One is for Shugenja, and one is for more of the Bushi and military. Anyone is willing to participate in either competition. Some are physically not capable of participating in a Shugenja competition, but they can join and get their kimonos handed to them. And lose lots of honor. So, the brackets have already been made. The first two up are Bayushi Meilin and Moto Bayar. Bayushi quickly takes out the larger, slower unicorn samurai. The next set is Hitoshi and Kakita Riku. They pick up a set of weapons from the rack. Still practice blades, dulled.
Oh, okay, so they're steel.
Yes, they're just not live steel.
It's not Boken, it's just...
Yeah. Kikita Riku, of course, grabs a white and blue wrapped katana. And the battle begins. The two contestants...
Is it any way I can influence this?
No, not right now. You're in the stands. Everybody's cheering. You won't be noticed. The two contestants go towards the center of the ring and bow. They assume their stances. You guys think you can see Doji Satsume's sad face amidst the observers. Then the two strike at each other. Riku's sword is a real blade, honed to a razor-sharp edge, and cuts through the unprotected flesh of Hitoshi. It looks as though Riku's goal, ultimately, was murder. Blood sprays in Riku's face and stains the sand with red. The crane combatant is stunned. Healers run out to the field, and chaos has broken out. Out of the corner of your eye, you think you see a figure with a sword slung over their back, with a blue and white wrapping on its handle.
I will begin chase.
Let's go after him.
Do we have our equipment here?
There is any swords or weaponry nearby, because you guys would have been preparing to participate as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have my dull katana.
Yep, grab a sword.
How far away is he from me?
Too far for your spell. Kitsuki Yukimi also has noticed and has taken chase.
Okay. We'll take chase as well.
Oh, yes.
All right. So your goal ultimately is to catch the opponent. You actually are grabbing live weapons.
Ooh.
So there's the rack of weapons you guys would have had for the duels and these live weapons. So you can grab live weapons.
So what range band is he at right now?
I think he's at bow range.
Yeah, he's at 4. You have to catch up to him. He is just running at raw speed with a fitness test. You guys can choose the style that you want. You are competing against him. Basically, this is a TN3.
Sorry, TN3.
To keep up.
So, that's that. I have to keep that. I can keep one more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, wow.
And an opportunity.
All right. So you can keep up with him. As a group, you're keeping up with him. Oh. He dodges down an alleyway, and you have noticed this is Bayushi Sagai. And trying to vanish into the alleyway. You'll be doing a skullduggery air.
Skullduggery air? I don't got skullduggery, but I have air. Yeah.
You got it for us then.
All right. He got 2 successes and 1 strife, but because he was using that, so it's going to be a difficulty 3.
Okay.
Air.
Ah, crap. I failed you guys. I'm sorry.
Somebody else can... Well, were you assisting?
Yes. That thing is we were assisting.
I mean, your advantage, like, what does that do?
Reroll up to 2 dice of my choice when it helps. Indomitable will.
Reroll these 2. Yeah. So that's 2 successes and 3 advantages. So I'm going to go with some opportunities. I'm sorry. We're used to Star Wars. Yeah, I'll give him 2 strife.
Okay. He's getting further away. But because of the strife, I'm going to say, you know, he's getting worn down. So you can make 1 last check to catch up to him. And that is a fitness earth. He had 4 successes in this.
So my die pool is 3 ring, 1 skill.
So you actually have fitness?
So throw in a skill and I'll throw in a die.
Throw in a skill, throw in a ring. Okay.
Because I'm sure this is a distraction, knowing the scorpion.
I've got three successes so far, and it was a target number of 4. Okay. Let's see. Reroll those.
Yes!
That will be 5 successes. You know what? I am going to take... Actually, no, I'll let you take those strife. You're a freaking lion. You can have strife.
Okay. Yeah. I got a lot of composure, so yeah, I'll take the strife. And got one opportunity. So I don't think any of us have strife except for me.
I've got 2, but that's fine.
It's gone. I'll use use one opportunity, Earth. Choose one character in the scene per opportunity spent this way. Each chosen character removes 2 strife.
Puts me at 0 strife.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact that I've got half your composure.
Yeah, I can take the strife.
All right. Between the strife he accumulated running and the strife you added to him has put him over the top. He is beyond his composure. I rolled randomly on how he unmasks based upon the 6 that are on page 9 of the beginner game rulebook. And he has exposed an opening to you.
Oh, nice.
So, the first check made against them has the TN of 1. Oh. So you notice that he clearly favors his right side. And leaves an opening on his left. So you have caught up to him, and a band of ruffians that look awfully familiar. Some of them have bruises and scuff marks caused by you guys back at the bar.
Are we at range 2 to 3?
You are now at range 2.
Perfect. I call upon the commie.
I think we got to roll initiative.
You will need to roll initiative.
Not going to risk it right now. What do opportunities get us on initiative? Because I don't want to keep my success. Oh, wait. Could I add, like, hey, there is a fruit cart or something here? I don't know why. I just think there needs to be a fruit cart.
Not a cabbage salesman.
I'm thinking it's cabbage. I think there's a cabbage cart right here.
Well, I also was doing air. I have 2 opportunities.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the Bayushi and the head Ronin. I want to know their demeanor and current strife.
So... Bayushi has a strife of 1 at the moment, and his demeanor is fire. The Ronin is a demeanor of fire, and a strife of 0. And I will be rolling all the Ronin as a group.
So the Ronins are minions at this point?
Yes. Sweet. Basically. They're...
So it's going to be a bunch of a minion group, the head Ronin, and Bayushi.
Well, the Ronin are all one cluster. So there's 3 Ronin with him. So there's 4 people you're facing. Mm-hmm. To your 3 plus...
Cabbage cart.
Cabbage cart and...
There will be a my cabbage.
Kitsuki is there as well. It's Kitsuki Yukimi. That was one of the judges.
Okay.
All right. So what are your guys' results?
Let's see. I got 2 successes.
Goosey.
Well, I did get 1 success, but I chose not to keep it because it had a strife on it.
Okay.
So I got that opportunity, and that's basically the only dice I kept.
You have cornered them at the docks. Bayushi Sagai turns around and dropping... the blunted sword that's wrapped in blue and white, and drawing out from a black scabbard with red wrappings, his own katana. He steps forward and just prepares for you guys to come closer. The Ronin, in like fashion, back him up. You are at range 2, so you'll need to move in twice to get to him. So you are at range 3, and you need to move in twice to get to range 1. It is Akoto's turn first.
Okay, I'm going to move up 1 and wait.
All right, so they're 1 ring band away. Okay, Buell.
I will call upon the Kami, Tempest of Air, dropping it to a TN2 for my first attack. Let me make sure. Mythology Air. Ah! So, yeah, I hit.
Oh, wow.
1, 2, 3. All right, see, I get to keep 2. So, because I needed a 2. I only get to keep 2, so I will keep the 2 with 2 advantage or 2 opportunities. So what I'm going to do after Masako steps up, Asawaki, because I call upon the Kami of Air to punish these transgressors who have broken the codes of Bushido and have slain the son of the champion. I don't know it, but I'm saying it.
Okay. Now, the Kami don't perceive the world as we do, so whatever.
Yeah.
I think part of that was for his benefit.
Yep.
You know, actually, I am going to allow this for a critical strike on the one Ronin because of the 2. And here's the reasoning. The wind picked up a cabbage.
Three strife.
And the cabbage smacked him hard.
Three strife. Actually, it wouldn't have been of the champion. It would have been of our host.
All right. And Doji.
So I'm going to move up 1, but I'm not going to wait. I'm going to use my courtesy to start mocking them in air ring. Like saying, not a great scorpion for one who got caught.
Ooh, ouch.
So what are you hoping to get out of this from him?
Inflicting strife or something like that.
Okay.
I'm just more hoping to get opportunities to use. So. All right. So I don't know what the TN was. Probably should have asked that before I rolled.
Well, I'm going to say that you need to be using opportunities in this one. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an opportunity TN of 2.
Okay.
We're going with the kind of idea of cutting wit. So with 2, you'll be able to inflict 2 strife.
So, I'm going to use my speaking in silence. Once per session, check to persuade or influence someone. I'm going to add a black dice with an opportunity. So now I have 2 opportunities. I was thinking of going with the reroll, but that's, yeah. So I succeeded with 2 opportunities.
He's going to glare at you, and Bayushi comes at you and swings with his katana.
TN3 right now. I am in air stance.
And he is in fire.
Oh boy.
He's angry.
Of course he is. He got caught. Good scorpions don't get cut. And holy crap, that's a lot of dice.
He has a fire ring of 3 and a martial 2.
That's only 5 dice.
Looks like he's got some explosions. Let's see, he can only keep 3.
Yeah, and I'm having to watch my strife.
No, you don't.
You can
That's why we've been giving you strife.
Yes.
You said TN3?
Yep.
Damn. He has to take strife if he wants to actually hit you with it. All right. So he hits you with his katana. It will apply 4 damage.
Crap, that's a lot.
It's a katana. So the 3 Ronin come forward and I have to roll them separately, but I just finished the rolls for the ruffians. That's what it is.
Did they all fail?
Yes, they all failed. So the 3 come running at Okoto, swinging their katanas, but clearly they must still be pretty beaten up from 2 nights ago and drinking away their sorrows, because they're all swinging wild.
And there's like, oh crap, there's that lion that beat the hell out of us a couple nights ago.
Steve, you are surrounded by 3 Ronin. What does Okoto do?
At the moment, the Ronin are not worth my time. I'm going to step back and strike at Bayushi's left side.
All right, TN1.
One success, 3 opportunity.
You want to inflict a critical strike?
Yes, I do.
So, okay. He suffers 3 strike. Painful blows, first critical strike.
Yeah. So, he's going to grin and bear it for the moment. So, he cannot... He's now above his composure, so he can't take any dice with a strife on it.
Firing is useless.
Yep.
Yeah. Those I would is going to, since I've done my spell, I will step up, draw my katana, and in fire. I don't think a TN1 one will do it.
They are all TN2.
So it's not a success, but I do have 2 opportunities. And I'll wait.
That's an explosive success, though.
Yeah, I got an opportunity.
Oh, never mind. I'm crazy.
And I will keep those because that's the one die. That's the other. Oh, yeah. Being fire. So the head Ronin, he takes 2 more strife. And one of the other Ronin takes 2 strife.
Wait, where is the katana? The sharp katana that was replaced?
The blunt katana?
Oh, yeah, the blunt katana. I'm sorry.
That's on the dock behind them.
Behind them.
You would have to get past them first.
Okay, I know what I'm doing now. I'm just going to make a strike at him. And then I'm going to, if I have any opportunities, I'm going to use it to get behind him. Because that's what air does. Yeah. Ugh. That's a nasty one. So I failed. I got 1 success, but I don't want it. Okay. So how many opportunities would it be to get behind him?
That's going to be 2.
All right. So I'm going to keep the success and 2 opportunities with 1 with strife and 1 without strife. I had 3 opportunities with strife, but I failed. But I do get behind him, between him and the katana.
Okay. All right. This is your opportunity to change stances. Bayushi has shifted to an air stance.
Of course he has.
I'm going to switch to Earth Ring. I know it's worse for me, but it also prevents them from getting critical strikes on me.
Yeah. And
staying in Earth.
I'm going to switch to air. How is the Minamoto doing?
The Katsuki?
Katsuki, yeah.
He is observing and moving around.
Okay.
There's something going on.
He's got a plan of attack. Or plan of action, I should say.
Yes. Bayushi has spun on his heels and is swinging the katana again at Doji. You really ticked him off.
I know.
And he does land a strike.
I take a critical strike instead of damage.
Okay. So, and Buell, where was Isawa at this point?
I was in range one of the Bayushi.
Okay.
Because he's the one I swung at and missed.
Yeah.
So the first Ronin smacks you pretty hard, smacks a Kodo pretty hard. So you take 4 damage.
Okay.
The next one misses. What's the answer?
Earth.
And the last one misses. So two missed, one hit. All right. And now it's your turn to return the favor should you desire. Because they kind of basically ran up to you because the three of you were all around Bayushi. They ran over to you.
I'm going to do Lord Okoto's Roar. TN1.
Oh,
I get it.
Could you remind me what Lord Okoto's Roar does?
Once per game session, as an action, you may make a TN1 command void check, targeting each hostile creature within range band 0 to 1. If you succeed, each target suffers 4 strife.
That's definitely a success.
That's a success. That's 2 successes, 1 opportunity, and 2 strife.
Okay.
Void opportunity. Name air, earth, fire, or water. If your next check uses that ring, reduce its TN by 1. I'm choosing earth.
All right.
Well, I'm in air stance. And I saw that maybe she's in air stance.
Yes. So it is ATN 3.
But I have these nice, juicy Ronin that are within range. So, as I'm focusing on the Bayushi, take a swipe to the running right next to me. And that will hit.
Nice.
Hooray!
2 dice, 2 successes, and a strife.
All right. So, you will take him out. Narrate this to me.
So, I said, it's like I'm looking at Bayushi. And I know this is running right next to me. I go to swing. As I'm going to Bayushi, I pivot and bring the katana right through, right into the Ronin.
So it digs cleanly into the side, severing the spinal cord, and he falls down limp. You draw your sword and slash the blood off onto the ground.
Shigenja may not fight very often, but we do when we have to.
Right, and Brendan.
What would it be to pick up the blunted sword?
You will have to move 1 range band, mm-hmm. and then pick it up. Yeah, and that's it for your turn.
I will do just that.
All right, new round.
I am switching to air ring.
I'm shifting to void.
Bayushi is going to be remaining in air stance, by the way. He's holding the katana in the right hand, but lifts the arm of his left arm. Get him! Clearly showing a weakness to that left side again. And it's even more apparent. It's a TN1 to the next strike on them. The 2 remaining Ronin focus their attention on the Shugenja that just chopped one of their buddies in half.
Didn't he? Okay, whatever. They're bad Ronin. That's why they're Ronin. They don't listen. They can't take commands because they're Ronin. That's why they're Ronin.
Yep. Yes, even though they listened. Even though they could hear him, they didn't listen to him and are focused on the fact that Shugenja cut a guy in half.
It's very unseemly, Asawa-san.
So is having someone murdered.
Well, we never saw the body. He may be okay.
Okay, so having someone attacked with a
attempted assassination through proxy.
All right. Yeah, one does hit.
You have a... I'm not built for combat or really anything.
I'm a Shugenja. Of course not.
No, I'm not. I got less endurance and I got less... I got the same composure, but less endurance.
Wow.
Out of all of you guys here.
Ooh.
Do both hit?
Yeah. The second hits very squarely.
So, from the first one... I will take a crit. So it gives me 3 strife. Does the second one do a crit?
Yes.
So that means that...
You take a crit. Major injury.
Increases the TN of the next check the attempt by 1.
And the third Ronin is sitting there bleeding out.
Coup de grace. No, I'm not.
It's already dead.
I know.
And you're still thinking like a scorpion.
All right. And Steve...
Oh, well. Time to avenge the strikes on my friend, Aki-san.
You want to hit the one that...
The one that critted him.
Her.
And the TN is decreased by 1 because of my void opportunity.
Wow.
It is a TN 1 strike, but I don't see a single...
Indomitable Will?
Yeah, just because you're trying to avenge.
Okay, there's a success.
All right, you take him down. Describe it to me.
Okay, roar of anger, spin, turn, katana slices upwards. This perfect slice from bottom of the ribs on his right side up through his left shoulder.
So a spray of blood as you slice through the heart splatters upon you.
I'm remembering that the scene from Shinjiro, which you probably should watch. I have the DVD.
That is exactly what I'm picturing. All right. And Brennan, it's yours. Your turn. So
no,
you
would be Asawa's turn.
Oh, yes. Sorry, my little counter slid too far.
Step back and take a breath.
Yeah, so Bayushi's next. You're between Bayushi and the single remaining Ronin.
Oh. Unfortunately, so Bayushi, his TN was dropped 2-1 or by 1?
By 1, so he's at a TN 2.
My TN is increased by 1 to a 3. There is no way I could hit him with 2 dice.
Explosive successes?
These are my dice. So what I'm doing is taking an action of a breath, if I can find it again. So I'm actually going to reduce my fatigue by 1.
All right.
I'm going to try and outmaneuver Bayushi. Oh, it's pretty open on the dock. Can I move around him without making a check?
No, you will have to get through him to get...
All right, what check would it be to get through him? Fitness?
It's going
to
be a fitness.
All right, fitness, air. I'm going to try and get around him and get the katana. What's the TN?
I would say it would be a TN3, but because of his injury, you can know you can go to the left. So TN2.
Hopefully. Come on, baby. Don't screw me over. Screwed me over. How many blank? There's only 1 blank side on this.
Yes, I found them multiple times.
I got an explosive success with a strife, so I took a strife and got nothing for it. Why is there blank sides on this?
All right. You may change stances. Bayushi's remaining in the air stance.
I am also remaining in the air stance.
I'm shifting to air stance.
Staying in earth.
And he is going to be swinging that katana at Doji.
I may have to go someplace else. There's three other directions I can go.
So, he had three explosions in a row. So, that's five success.
How?
He cleanly and viciously hits you.
Yeah, that's my second critical strike.
So, your next action is a TN plus one.
The single remaining...
Why aren't you targeting him, people? Jesus! You're all useless. And I say this.
The single remaining Ronin comes in with a swing at Akoto. And he is in earth stance. It's a swing and a miss. He can't utilize that explosion because he is at a strife of 9 out of 5. Because somebody decided to roar at him and cause him extra strife. And so, yeah, he swings and misses.
So he boom-boomed in his shorts.
Yes. Good thing he's wearing the brown hakama today.
Yes. Okay, well... You think you can take this one?
Maybe.
Okay, turn and swing at Bayushi.
All right.
On his left side.
Yep. So, because it's your first thing against him, it's a TN2.
I see three successes here. And you keep three, so yeah, I'd say that hits.
Okay.
Ooh, two strife.
One strife because of my school ability. When I succeed in an attack check during a skirmish, may remove one strife and add one bonus success to the check. Ooh, so, four successes.
With that, Bayushi is downed.
Clean slice right across the kidneys.
So, on my action, give up.
The Ronin just drops his katana.
Jumps off his side.
And... jumps into the river.
And I'm going to go and make sure that the Bayushi is...
Not gonna die at the moment.
Yeah.
Problem is, they're expecting us to do this. This is all in their plan. And I'm not paranoid when it's true.
This is... Yeah.
So, Kitsuki helps you wrangle them up.
You peasant, bring Edda. And a medical Edda.
And you all return with the blunted sword back to the tournament grounds.
Looking like crap.
You see Riku preparing to commit seppuku, the ritual suicide.
So Hitoshi is dead.
No, there are Edda taking care of him.
Riku-san, have you gotten your lord's permission?
But I cut him down.
You are not to blame. The sword was swapped. Here's the katana that should have been in the place.
He drops the wakizashi off to the side and just walks away, just grim and dour face. You notice out of the corner of your eye a spectral form. In the crowd of people, that of Doji Satsume, who looks at you with approval before vanishing into the crowd.
Give a slight nod before he vanishes.
And it's Kikiro Toshimoko-sama. Here is the one who is to blame for besmirching your honor by causing real damage in this tournament. And I point to the Bayushi's body slash form.
Is he dead? I don't know what non-lethal stuff is here.
So he's not dead, just critically injured. Agasha Sumiko, the acting Emerald Champion, comes forward to you and thanks you. You showed quick thinking and commitment to justice. Both are qualities an Emerald Magistrate must possess. Think upon this opportunity should you desire it. Though your families will likely have the ultimate say. So the combat continues back in the tournament, and adding up the points from competition as well as the points from the tournament, Akoto Masako has been crowned the Topaz Champion. And with that comes the ceremonial war gear of the armor of the Topaz Champion.
Well, I accomplished my mission. I obtained glory.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. Thank you for listening.